That's right. Yeah. Ricardo's rules of resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficulties. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, along with Coach Ricardo. And today, you guys, we're continuing our racer series. Now, hopefully, after listening to the last episode, you got those tickets, you're signed up for that race. So now the next step is that training part of it. We're going
to
be sharing
time to train.
Yeah, sharing some tips on how you can maximize your training for that Decker race to make sure you're ready to go when you step on that start line. So, Coach, what are some things that you've seen? I know you help out, first of all, both of us do training with Underdog Training Systems, some online coaching.
Yep.
So we've gotten to coach several people through the race of Decker. So what are some things that you've seen in those successful racers in their training?
Well, one thing is that people tend to overlook the importance of power. And I understand powerlifting doesn't appeal to me either, you know, and especially even just the term powerlifter. I picture some big 300-pound guy that's got a mouthpiece and a weight belt and is throwing, you know, 8 plates around. And that's not what we mean by power. Power is simply your ability to access strength quickly. So think of, you've got a child that's about to run out into the street or do something dangerous, and you got to scoop that child up in a hurry, and you got to grab them up off of the ground before they get themselves hurt. Well, that's actually power. You're accessing strength quickly. And so many people, when they go to get ready for a race, they will do lots and lots and lots of cardio. Nothing wrong with that. Not downing it at all. Do lots of cardio. If that's what makes your heart go pitter-patter, that's your happy place. I'm not taking that away from you at all. And other people will realize, hey, I probably need some strength, especially when they see I got to move that ram around. I got to throw that big ball over my shoulder. And that's true. You do need to get some strength. So make sure you're doing the strength, but don't overlook power. And again, power is any exercise that's going to access strength quickly. So that could be something like power cleans. It could be practicing those ball over the shoulders, but in a way that is a quick exertion of force where you're bending down and you pop those hips and you make that ball fly over rather than kind of picking it up and rolling it up your chest and, you know, forcing it over your shoulder, kind of rolling it over your shoulder. Instead, you know, bending down, making those hips pop and that quick access of strength. Any type of exercise like that is going to help you and it's going to be necessary for the DECA race. You're going to have a much better race if you've developed that power as well as your strength and cardio.
Excellent point there with the power things side of things. And I feel like something that is important, people will tell you, you got all these days, you got to hit all this stuff, like all these details about the training, and you're going to get all confused, like what rep scheme's better, what sets are better. And all that stuff is great. Like, you want to have a program tailored to you. But a main thing that I really want to highlight for the training part of it is prioritize your recovery.
Yes.
Is going to fuel those results. I always get on Coach Ricardo for not stretching after his workouts. He's always so stiff. He's like a hunchback sometimes the way he walks. And I'm always getting on him about it. Just set some time for that recovery. It's not going to be beneficial for you to be working out 2 times a day, 7 days a week. It's not beneficial. You're just tearing yourself down, breaking yourself down. That recovery is going to make those body, it's going to make it more enjoyable to train too when you're not all sore and all and a little tense muscle ball after it. So set aside time after your training sessions, do some stretching, do some yoga, some mobility work, get in. I love to
ice bath.
Ice baths, great stuff. Like getting in those compression boots, like the sauna. There's so many great ways that you can help your body. So make sure you're setting aside that time. And another great thing that is for recovery is sleep.
Sleep, baby.
Yeah, I know some people like to say you can sleep when you're dead, But I completely disagree with that. I don't know how people hate sleep. When I don't get at least 8 hours of sleep, I'm cranky, and all I'm thinking about all day is when can I go back to bed. So make sure before you're going to bed, you got a nice wind down routine, so you're really maximizing that sleep, because that's really going to help your body, and then you're going to be able to attack these workout sessions with a lot more ferocity, and it's just going to make that's the training right. experience a lot better. And it's going to reduce your risk of injury, because no one likes training with injuries.
Sleep is the biggest overlooked component of recovery and the biggest overlooked component of athletic performance, because your body recovers during sleep, and so it's ready to bounce back. And the number one inhibitor of sleep, caffeine. What's the quarter life of caffeine? Do you remember, Coach? A little quiz.
This is going to look bad. I just graduated with exercise science, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's 12 hours. So 12 hours after you ingest caffeine, a quarter of it's still in your system. So if at noon you drink a cup of coffee, you know, 60, 80 grams, 80 milligrams of caffeine, at noon, that means at midnight, you still have a quarter of that in your system. If you're still drinking it at 3-4 in the afternoon, that means 3-4 in the morning, you still have a quarter of it. And people will say all the time, oh, well, I dream. And yes, REM sleep is important, but there's also deep sleep. And deep sleep is not marked by dreams, but it is marked by important things that happen in your brain waves with resetting your mind. And you're missing that because you've still got that caffeine in your system. So, I know in this world we're in to think about eliminating caffeine, as you and I have done, is a little bit much of an ask. But hey, at least start limiting it. Maybe you cut yourself off from caffeine at noon or 10 a.m. Or maybe you at least limit the quantity. Instead of doing the 300 milligram energy drink at 2 in the afternoon, maybe you can cut it back to, 100 milligrams of caffeine that's, no later than 10 a.m. or something like that. But at least start limiting the caffeine, because the quality of your rest is going to go up, and even the quantity of your rest will go up the more you limit that caffeine. And with it, when you rest, your good sleep goes up. With it is going to be your athletic performance. So train hard, recover harder. Yeah, our friend and coach Kevin Gregory, when he was an elite racer and won a teams world championship in 2022 in Atlantic City. But then in 2023 in Dallas, he came from not out of nowhere, because he was an elite racer and he did have a teams world championship. But he went from that to he won 5 world championships in a weekend. Right. And he came out of nowhere, and people, he became the new world record holder for DECA Strong. He won 2 world championships at DECA Strong teams in the span of about 12 minutes. He finished one, went right back in line and did the next one and won the championship in both. And so obviously people are going, wow, you must have trained like crazy. And he said, well, I didn't really train any harder, but I recovered harder. He did a lot more investment in recovery than he had done previously in his career.
That's great. And another key component of recovery and just training in general that a lot of people often overlook is the nutrition, the things that you're putting into your body. And so I'm thinking, there's this DECA race, I probably want to be shredded for it. Shouldn't I do like keto, you think, Coach? You think that's a good way to get myself ready to go for this DECA race?
No, you're going to limit your training. I mean, there's lots of advantages to a ketogenic diet, and we're not here in any way to diss that or to countermand that. But when you're doing heavy training, when you're on an athletic training regimen, your body does need carbohydrates in order to perform. So you're going to have to up the carbs. Now, we're not telling you to start to go eat pizza and drink pop and all of that junk that's bad for your body. But what we are telling you is you're going to have to add in some fruits, some vegetables. You're going to have some natural carbohydrates, some good ones, some clean ones into your body, because your body needs that for the training you're going to be doing, and as well as performance on race day.
Maybe that's a point we should have put in our intro episode, is if you start training for DECA, you get to eat more carbs.
Yeah. We have people signing up in droves.
Nutrition is going to be a huge part. Definitely do not restrict those calories, especially when you're on that training, that athletic training regimen. You need to fuel that body for what's to come. And that's not to say, like, I've also heard on the other side of things, like people getting ready for like a DECA fit where there's a lot of running and you're out there. I need to carbo load before this race. And that's not necessarily the case, especially when you're doing an event like a DECA Strong where the average time is around 20 minutes. You don't really need to be loading up on the pasta, but that you do need to find that appropriate balance between too much and too little where you're really fueling yourself. And I don't want to get on my soapbox about food journaling again and talk about that.
Go ahead.
Food journaling is a great way to know how much you're getting in there. As a wrestler, I know what it's like to go through a training session where I haven't eaten anything and I hate mm-hmm. it. And that's why I don't cut weight anymore because I don't think it's very beneficial for you. So, yeah, you don't want to experience cutting weight. Trust me. I know, and I've seen how much it damages my teammates.
Yeah, it's not good. Not the time to go into an extreme caloric deficit as you're training. Instead, we want to get lots of protein and we want to get some good, healthy carbs. What we want to make sure we're doing too is practicing those DECA movements. So, you know, we have set up a challenge. You may be in a challenge right now. And part of the challenge is to practice those DECA movements and individually. Now, is it going to feel different than it does in a race? Sure, of course, but at least you have practiced them enough to get familiar with them and so that you have that good, what people commonly refer to as muscle memory, right? You've built into your neurological pathways how to do it and how to do it efficiently and so that your body is used to these movements and it's not the double shock on race day of having people around you and people cheering for you and your heart's pounded up and you're doing something new. Let's take the new part out of it because the other stuff we can't do a lot about. But let's go ahead and take the new part out by practicing each of those DECA movements. And I would say, if at all possible, find yourself a coach that knows what they're doing so they can teach you the right form. Again, a challenge that you and I have built, we even included videos in that five-week challenge so that people can watch and see the correct form because the form you're going to do is going to make a difference in how efficient and easy that movement is for you.
Yeah, and I know we keep bringing up Kevin Gregory, so you guys are probably wondering, who the heck is this Kevin Gregory guy? But he is a great guy, awesome guy to learn DECA tips from. And he actually has a series about this where he breaks down the different DECA stations. So if you look up Kevin Gregory DECA movements, you'll probably find his series on this. And he gives out his tricks of the trade with it, how you can do things more efficiently, because that the efficiency behind things is going to make a big difference in how fast you're going to finish it. And I don't think any of us want to be out on that course longer than we need to. So if you can learn some tricks and tips that help you do the race faster without having to do anything harder, I feel like we're all for that. And that's something you can just do, like sitting on your couch watching a YouTube video, right? But then you actually have to implement it, right? It's not just about seeing it and acknowledging it is one thing, and then you got to go out and actually practice it. There's so many minutes that can be shaved off your DECA time by just practicing those movements. Getting that practice in is so major for it, and I don't think any of us want to fall on the box over, so you probably want to practice those at least a couple times.
All right, we've given you lots of good tips and tricks. We're just going to conclude with this. Remember Ricardo's rules as you're training. If you don't celebrate your wins, you're going to stop having them. So when you get done doing your DECA exercise and practicing it or doing your workout, you've got to celebrate that you did it. Congratulate yourself. Feel good about the fact that, hey, I've gotten one step closer, or hey, I have gotten that more familiar with that movement. Quit telling yourself all the negative messages and diminishing what you've just accomplished. I want you to just celebrate the fact that you did something to bring you closer to being able to perform on race day.
Season 3 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by Triple R Nutrition. Triple R Nutrition is a very clean, very pure way for you to get all the nutrition you need. It doesn't matter if it's whey that I'm holding right here, creatine, daily multivitamins, fat burners, rest, sleep, anything you need. Very clean. It's very pure. But it doesn't just stop with how much it does for your body. This line of supplements was designed specifically to support the Envision La Fuente ministry in the country of El Salvador that takes disadvantaged youth and offers them a brighter future through education. Be a part of doing great things for your body and doing great things in the world. Triple R Nutrition. See in the show notes exactly the link to click on and get everything you need to help yourself and help the world be a better place. As always, if you need coaching in resilience or in your hybrid racing, get a hold of us. We love to hear from our listeners. Give us feedback on the show. You can reach out to me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Molinax on Facebook.